Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
And welcome, everybody, to this week's exciting episode.
Excuse me, you look like you love me.
I don't know the
rest. I tell you want me, you watch me across this room.
Yee-haw.
Oh, country music's so easy and listening, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, there's certain days where... You know me, I'm a metalhead.
Yeah.
I love my screaming, my shouting, my breakdowns, my heavy riffs, you know. I love it.
Killer's T-shirt. That's very metal.
That is not metal, my friend.
No.
In my culture, you would be hung up for saying the Killers are metal.
No, they're not metal. But I have seen them live, so.
Yeah, they're all right. I still say that they've got the greatest wedding song of all time.
Oh, yeah, so. Definitely.
No, I love my metal, but... There are days where I wake up, and especially when the sun is shining and we're at work and, you know, we're on the farm, and I just think today is a country day, and I'll just listen to country music and I vibe off it. I love it.
Yeah. Does it remind you of your cousin, Tucker Harwood?
It does, yeah. God bless him.
Because you know he's out there in the States, out on his ranch.
Yeah, yeah.
Listening to that country music.
Yeah.
He's got both types of music, country and Western.
Last I spoke to him, he was doing something for Trump. I think he was like starting a protest or a rally, something about that.
Has his moustache grown back yet?
Yeah, it's grown back.
I was going to say, because like, I'd got him to kiss the Holy Research book and he left his moustache on it. So
Yeah. Somehow, I don't know how, but it's regrown and it's more blonde than ever.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
I don't know how he's done it.
Fair play. But. Well, he must use some kind of Brill cream on there for it to stick to the research book, but you know, he left here without a moustache.
Yeah, he said to me, are you voting Trump? And I said, well, I am not voting because I don't live in America, so it wouldn't be fair. And although I can vote, it just wouldn't be fair, you know. But he was like...
Well, no, you should exercise your right, man. Well, you could influence things across the pond.
For one
people,
vote.
Yeah, like, you never know, mate. You never know. One vote can make a difference.
That's true.
Right? And you could literally ruin or make the lives of 300 million people, more than that.
Who knows? Who knows? But I...
Do the online voting system. and try and vote for the other guy, and it'll go, thank you, you voted Trump.
Probably, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I am going to look
Oh, the other guy's a girl, isn't it?
The other guy's a girl. Yeah, I think she refers to she, her. I'm not
Does
sure.
Does she identify as a female? I don't know.
Yeah, Camel Toe Harris. Camel Toe Harris, yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Right.
Yeah, you got to vote between a camel toe and a wig. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, an orange wig or a camel toe. I don't know. That's what America's come to.
Yeah, there we go.
But yeah, well, we've been rambling on for a while.
That's what are we doing today, John?
This one has been requested.
Yeah, it has been requested. Although it was already on the list.
It was. But we thought we'd ramp it up a little bit. And I have to say, after doing some research on it,
actually,
I like it.
It was Eleanor from YouTube. Eleanor requested this. She has requested a couple of episodes. I think she requested the John Tita one, which I then did. And now she's requested this one.
Well.
Which we were going to put off just, you know, to you sort of like, you know, yeah, we'll do our own thing. But then you kind of just went, actually, it's quite a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the original subject I was going to study was a bit heavy, so I thought, we'll save that and we'll come back to it.
If we do it.
If we do it, yeah, it's very, very heavy, very dark. But no, I thought we're going to do past lives.
Yay!
So,
past lives.
And people... Kind of
bit, does that edge onto reincarnation, or would you say that's a separate subject?
They are separate, but the same in a way.
Interlinked a little bit, like everything, really, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, there is a section in the research where it says discuss reincarnation. So,
is that all you've put? Just discuss reincarnation?
It was Ask Pirates' views on reincarnation.
Okay,
so
fair enough.
We'll get to that. But people can't say we don't listen to our listeners.
Oh, we do.
Because Eleanor has had both. You know, requests answered now.
Yeah, so if you listening at home would like us to cover a certain subject, write in. There's plenty of ways you can do it. We always go through that at the end of the episode. If you listen that far, then you'll know how to do exactly that.
Yes. So let's dive in. Past lives.
Yay.
I mean, we'll just go through the obvious. So past lives is usually children between the ages of 2 and 6. Kind of fades around a 7, you know, it kind of fades out. And
yeah, I lost track of my past life when I was 7.
And they speak of memories of a previous life they claim to have lived. So they often show behaviours such as phobias or preferences that are unusual with the context of their particular family and cannot be explained by any current life events.
Oh.
The child's statements correspond very accurately to the life and death of a deceased individual. Some children have actually been 18 months old. And they've said things.
Well, could barely talk.
Yeah.
And they can still relay messages from a previous life.
Yeah.
Or, you know, memories from a previous life.
Yeah, yeah, like certain words that jump out. Like there was an 18-month-old, it's probably one of the stories that I'm going to read. There was an 18-month-old that said the name of a cruise ship. So it was like the SS Coconut or whatever. But right. It was very specific.
The Caribbean cruise ship, right.
Yes, but it was very specific to the point where the parents were like, well, where's he picking
up? Well, I'm sure you're going to give some details on that in a little while. Yeah, fair enough.
So
yeah.
Some children have birthmarks or birth defects that match wounds or marks on the deceased person. Now, I know what you're thinking. How do they know? Well, post-mortem reports confirm this, and over 30% of cases have similar marks, if that makes sense. So,
There's like photographic evidence, is there, or is it just testimonials or what?
No, there is like a lot of evidence to support all of this. So a prime example would be there was a young girl that there was like a birthmark on her arm. And it was quite large, and her skin was like red and raised and things.
Right.
And when the deceased person that she was talking about, when they worked out, it was this person that died in, you know, 1862 or whatever.
Yeah.
She had a huge burn in the exact same location from an old stove. before she passed away.
Okay.
So
and then the child came through with the same marking.
Yeah, yeah.
As a birthmark, as what the previous life had an injury.
And it was scarily accurate because the picture I saw, it was almost like an S shape. So the scar kind of avoided, or the birthmark, sorry, kind of avoided the elbow, but it was like around. And then when they saw, read reports of the post-mortem, whatever it was,
yeah.
It said that she had a burn that covered in the shape of the letter S.
Actually a Slipknot tattoo, was it?
No. I don't think it dated back to 1860. It might have been 1962 or something. So there was like photographic evidence of it. So there's fond stories of past lives, mainly around Europe and North America.
Yeah?
Is where most of these stories come
from. That's funny. Because reincarnation, I can't remember what religion, is that Hindu or is it Sikh
I
think, where they believe that they'll come back to life and keep coming back to life until they live their best life.
Hold that thought.
Which is not, but which is not particularly prevalent in like Europe and the US, which is what I just find interesting, that's all.
Yes, but actually do hold on to that thought because that does come back up. So you could say, get out of my head.
But we don't say that anymore. Well, you don't say that much anymore.
One little thing for speaking of birthmarks and stuff, apparently freckles is a sign for someone that has passed on in a previous life from fire. So they associate freckles with fire.
You got freckles.
Yeah, I know. So at some point I might have...
You might have burned to death. You were a witch.
Possibly. Yeah. I mean, my birth certificate does say Salem, but, you know.
Oh. Wouldn't surprise me with you.
I know the voodoo. So, in Western culture, a lot of claims by children often get dismissed as fantasy or using their imagination. But over the years, there have been over 2,500 cases of past lives just since 1970.
Well, that's proven.
Proven, yeah. And it was a guy called Dr. Jim Tucker who has done... He's your basically... No, that's who my cousin was named after.
So, oh, right. Yeah. But, yeah, not with three Ks.
No. The traditional way of spelling Tucker.
Okay.
So Dr. Jim Tucker actually spent... pretty much his whole career studying past lives.
Right.
And he is the leading doctor that fully believes in this and has the evidence to the point where...
Is he a medical doctor or like a paranormal
doctor? No, he is a full-on medical doctor. Doctor. And he kind of just, I wouldn't say obsessed, but it just interested him that he was seeing all these cases. And I think I read somewhere he started off doing like... studies like sleep studies and things like that, and then this just grabbed his attention.
Well, it does with some people, like Dr. Stephen Greer. He worked in like emergency rooms and stuff until he got into like the UFO thing, and he believes in that.
So Jim Tucker, he got results from all of these children, and he's to the point where he has studied over 2,500 cases, and out of those 2,500 cases, he has a 96% accuracy rate with the stories of these children and things that they were saying. And then they lined up very accurately to these deceased people.
Fair play.
And
can I ask, where is he? Is he in Europe or is he in America?
American. So it's very scarily accurate to the point where there would be some people saying like, well... surely the TV would feed information to these children or whatever, and they've picked it up.
Yeah, but yeah, false memories and that. Like,
I don't know many 2-year-olds that would know like World War II planes, and to the point where one child named all of his friends that died in World War II that's part of the squadron. And all 5 people's names, first and last names, I've got goosebumps saying it.
Yeah, I'm getting goosebumps now because I know somewhere there's an obelisk with those names carved into it, isn't there?
And it was spot on. He got every single name right. Now, how was a 2.5-year-old, how does he just blurt out these names and say, oh, to his parents?
Yeah, these are the guys that...
Yeah, these were my friends. These were their names. Joe Bloggs or whoever, and they've looked it up and they're like, yeah, this squadron all died exactly how we said they died. And these
and
were
they were all actually called Joe Bloggs.
Yeah.
Well done.
So there's some truth in past lives when it comes to children. Now, this is the bit that takes a little bit of a dip because...
Oh, this gets a bit hazy now.
It does get a bit hazy. So past life regression, also known as past life therapy, PLR, PLT, whatever you want to call it,
okay, yeah,
is a method that uses hypnosis to recover what practitioners believe are memories of past lives or incarnations. Now, this is not backed up with science. So Dr. Jim Tucker doesn't have anything to do with this. This is adults kind of seeing if they have past lives, false memories, like you said, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's nothing to back these up. So that's where it gets a bit hazy. And do you remember I said at the start, like these memories kind of fade out at the age of 7 for these children?
Yeah, and they could possibly turn into false memories.
Yeah, now there has been examples of some adults. There's not many, but there are a few where they have had PLR and it has been somewhat accurate. So they have said, but then I think by that age, it's not as impressive or it doesn't have credence to it, because if you're a 40-year-old person, sorry, I'll bang the table. If you're a 40-year-old person and you're saying, I was so-and-so in World War II, like you've had 40 years, well, you know,
yeah,
30 years.
Yeah, you could easily be influenced by outside information that you've learned over your 40 years.
Yeah, thus creating a false memory. So to me, I didn't want to focus on that. So just briefly, POR is typically undertaken either in pursuit of a spiritual experience or in a psychotherapeutic setting. Most advocates loosely adhere to beliefs about reincarnation, though religious traditions that incorporate reincarnation generally do not include the idea of repressed memories of past lives. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. And also, I don't want to go back. I don't want to hate on like hypnosis and hypnotherapists.
Yep, there we go.
As you know,
yep,
I've tried it twice,
mm-hmm,
and it hasn't worked at all.
Yes.
I don't know if that's just because I don't know if I'm too strong-minded and hypnotherapists find it difficult to put me into an actual mesmerized trance-like state.
Yeah.
But I've tried one session where I was trying to recover some lost time,
mm-hmm,
to recover memories within my lifetime, not with a past lifetime, and another time for therapy, I might as well admit it, to give up smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of them worked.
Mm.
Now, I'm not saying it doesn't work all the time, but in my experience, I don't know, maybe I just went to the wrong hypnotherapist or something like that.
But they do say with all things like that, like with Darren Brown and hypnosis and stuff, you have to be like kind of susceptible, whatever the word, like
susceptible. I don't know. It. Yeah, well, I don't know, because a lot of people say that everybody can be hypnotized. When you're like back in the 1990s, I don't know if you would remember, in the UK, there used to be quite a popular show called the Paul McKenna Show.
I've heard of the name.
Paul McKenna used to have like a bunch of participants on stage. He'd hypnotize them backstage, and then he'd click his fingers and he'd tell them to go to sleep. And then he'd inject instructions like, imagine that you're a tightrope walker, and this line across the stage is your tightrope. And then some whole like crazy scenario would play out where these people imagined that they were trying to walk a tightrope, and then he'd appeared next to them going, oh, yes, all right, you don't even need a tightrope. Look, I can walk in midair. And they'd be like, what the hell? How are you doing that sort of thing? You must be Superman.
Mm.
And, their reactions were all very real and stuff. Like, and you know, when I went for hypnotherapy, I wanted that kind of reaction to it. I wanted my hand to float, you know, where they say, your hand is going to feel like it's as light as a hot air balloon and it'll, you know, hang in the air and you won't feel any stress from it and all that sort of. Never happened. I did not get that kind of. So, I mean, maybe that's just me, but I don't know. From my personal experience now, every time anybody says anything about like hypnotic regression and that sort of thing, because I know we've come across it in like UFO books and stuff, mm-hmm. where people have recounted their times of being abducted and that sort of thing. I rely on those sources of information less and less now, just from my own personal experience. But I don't want to take that away from other people, because other people might be a lot more susceptible to it.
Well,
like
I know
you say.
Two people that have had hypnosis for different things. One being Skeptic Louis.
Right.
He went to see Derren Brown.
Yeah.
And everyone knows, but if you listen to this show, Skeptic Louis is Skeptic Louis.
Very skeptic, yeah.
And he said, I'm going to Derren Brown because I'm going to be the one person that volunteers and it's not going to work on me. Well, he went to the show and it still got him. It
Did
worked.
It? Okay.
And so he was the same. He was like, well, I didn't think it was going to work, but somehow it did. He woke up and, yeah, that was that. They told him it worked. He doesn't have that much memory of it, so it must have worked. And then I know, I won't say names, but I need that for my screenshots. I won't say names, but I know a friend of a friend who she wanted to lose weight and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going the gastric band route, she tried hypnosis.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
And I think she had a mixed reaction. I think it started to work, or it worked for a little bit, and then it just kind of faded, and then it didn't work, if that makes sense. So it wasn't permanent thing. But they went the full hog. Like, they went through hypnosis of making her think that she'd had the gastric band operation, if you know
okay.
what I mean.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they
yeah,
put her
enough.
In a gown. And
gave her false memories.
in a way. yeah. And it worked for her for a little while, I think. But I'm not too sure. But I get what you're saying. It's all, you know, personal and stuff like that.
Oh, there goes the microphone.
Table, mic, everything.
And for anybody that is interested, I did manage to give up smoking just from my own pure stubbornness. Yeah. And Josh will attest to that.
yeah.
I am.
You said the hypnotherapy didn't work, so I'm going to prove to the hypnotist that I can do this without her telling me. So then we were all kind of like, well, did it work then?
Within half an hour, I was at home smoking a cigarette. And I was like, yeah, it hasn't worked. So if you can't rely on anybody else, you just got to do it yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Well, so let's give you a few stories of past lives. So
let's dive in.
The first one is a boy called James Leninger is an American child who at the age of 2 began having intense nightmares of a plane crash. He then described being an American pilot who was killed when his plane was shot down by the Japanese. He gave details that included the name of the American aircraft carrier, the first and last name of a friend who was on the ship with him, and a location and other specifics about the fatal crash. His parents eventually discovered a close correspondence between James's statements and the death of a World War II pilot named James Houston. Documentation of James's statements that was made before Houston was identified includes a television interview with his parents that never aired but turned out to be true.
It was recorded, yeah, yeah.
So that in itself is nuts.
Could he pinpoint where the plane went down?
Yeah. So it was the location. There was, like, specifics. And
yeah,
he was 2. So I don't know many parents that would show their 2-year-old planes and war and stuff like that. So
I don't know many 2-year-olds that would take enough interest in a documentary or anything like that, in that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let alone remember specifics enough to actually relay it back in a believable way like that. Yeah, that's pretty convincing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds lower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Carpet in the bathroom? Like why? In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So I've got another one. Ryan Hammonds, at the tender age of 5, told his mother that he remembered being someone else. He recalled traveling the world, marrying 5 women, dancing on Broadway, and becoming a successful Hollywood agent. He started opening up to his mother, Cindy, about his previous life.
He wasn't P.T. Barnum, was he?
No. No. He even asked his mother to take him home to Hollywood. His stories were so specific, his mother decided that there had to be something to them. Even though she was Christian, she began to consider the possibility of reincarnation. So what you were saying about religious beliefs and things. So Cindy kept Ryan's story secret for fear that people would think he was loopy. But she just wanted to understand her son's memories. So she started looking through books about Hollywood. There was an image of a man from an old movie. He excitedly said, "That's me. That's who I was." Shocked, Cindy went to Dr. Jim Tucker, and it says here he's a child psychologist and doctor. So, and from the School of Medicine, so he is legit. So that confirms that.
The Acme School of Medicine.
Yeah. They discovered that who Ryan was talking about was a man called Marty Martin. And he was a successful Hollywood agent who he did have 5 wives. He traveled the world and he did dance on Broadway. And a further research into a list of 55 accurate memories of Ryan. So they, 55 memories were completely accurate.
Yeah,
so he had 100% success rate there on that guy. But he was 5 years old, so he was a little bit older. But very specific details.
You said the limit was like 6 to 7 years old, and then they start.
Yeah, yeah. And then the last one, I done memory on this one, Pirate. I didn't need notes for this.
Oh,
well,
it could be a false memory.
So there was a Syrian boy called Arius, and he kept saying to his parents, I'm not even looking at the notes because there's one sentence. I remember this because I found it so interesting.
Go on.
So he said to his parents that there's a reason why he has a birthmark. He kept saying to his parents, like, this isn't a birthmark. This was an accident. This was an accident. His parents put it off for so long. Right. And they thought, what is he talking about? And he said, man, axe. You know, I think he was 2, 2.5.
Okay.
He kept saying, man,
I can't see your notes,
axe. No, that's all right. Man, axe, dead, things like that. So they were like, what? So they started
trying to say that he was beheaded?
No, so he had this really cool birthmark that went across his eye, a bit like Scar from Lion King, you know, like a cross. And so they started looking into it, the history. And then he started saying, the man, the neighbor, the house.
Right.
Eventually the parents were like, right, explain to me best you can as a 2.5-year-old. Yeah. And so he ended up showing them the house of one of the neighbors from a few doors down. And so they went in, they got the police involved, and they kept saying, we don't know what's going on with the son. He's saying that this man dead, whatever. So the police went in. They raided the house, they dug up the floorboards, and they found the body of a 3-year-old child, and the skull had been caved in and with an axe.
And so the injury was in exactly the same place as his birthmark.
Yeah, yeah, and the pictures of the skull is like caved in. So that kid actually solved a cold case. So that guy had got away with it until he was talking about his past
and
life.
It's funny you say that, because I don't know if this come up in your research, but I remember years ago looking into like past lives and reincarnation and that sort of thing. And they do say that people who have memories of past lives they reincarnate close by to where they used to live. I'll give you an example. I hope this isn't in your research. But I remember a story from years and years ago, and I hope I'm remembering this right. I think it was either Austria or Poland. I want to say Austria, where a young boy who's only like probably around about 5 or 6 years old, they'd taken him for a walk up on the hills outside his town, his village. The only small sort of town or village, and hillsides in between, and then there was another village. And when they were up on the hill looking down on this other village, he pointed to it and he said, "No, that's my home. My family live there." And they were like, "What do you mean? We're your family. You live with us back in that village. Not down there. That's completely the wrong village. You're getting a bit disorientated." And he's like, no. My family lives down there." And eventually, they managed to sift through all the information. And he was able to point the house and the street and identify all of his old family members. And he could name them. And they went there and they actually met them. And they found out that they had had an infant child death, like a cot death, where he'd only been like a year old or something like that, or you know, maybe 2 years old when he'd died in the previous life. And the distance between his old life and his new life was only something like 6 kilometres between the two villages.
So it was nearby.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is interesting. But I'm guessing that must come up quite a lot in past lives.
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, I think people generally, if you want to call it reincarnate, reincarnate fairly close by to where they originally lived or at least in their last life.
Would you like some signs that you could potentially have had a past life?
Is this a game?
No, it's just... Okay. I mean, we can make it a game if you want. Well, I'll say it and then you...
You might as well not now because I can see the list. So
okay. These are signs that you could have potentially had a past life and forgotten about it. So, deja vu, persistent dreams, unexplained phobias, memories... I don't know anyone that doesn't
persistent
have memories.
Persistent dreams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Certain nightmares of events. Feeling older than you are.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Affinity for unfamiliar cultures. Unreasonable fears. Birthmarks. Unexplained pains. So they're all signs.
Oh, again, every time I get off the sofa, I have an unexplained pain.
I've got here... some of the scariest things children have said while claiming to have a past life.
Oh, this would be good. Go on then.
So, I was in your belly twice, Mum.
Oh, yeah, that would be weird.
Can I grow up this time?
Oh.
Remember my
that'd
fans?
That'd be hot. Oh, particularly like if, I don't know, this is dark, but I mean... That is quite a weird question, isn't it? Can I grow up this time? It's almost implying that your own parent killed you the last time you was born.
Maybe. I think they just didn't have a life before.
Well, maybe. I don't know. That's weird. Ugh.
Remember my fancy hat before I died?
Ooh.
My son once said, "I remember when you were little and I was big. We used to dance in the kitchen. The only person I ever danced with in the kitchen was my great-grandfather." Oh, there's a little story for you.
Okay.
After pointing to a driveway, my son once said, "That's where I died." So these are just like a collection of little short stories and sentences.
Wow. Okay.
When I was grown up, I went to war and never came back. I remember when my boat sank, there was lots of sharks. Yeah.
That's a strangely calm way of putting it.
This one creeped me out, right? So when the mum was brushing the little girl's hair, the little girl was brushing her mum's hair. Oh, okay. She said, "I used to be your great grandmother. I'll take care of you now."
That's creepy, isn't it? That's messed up.
Yeah, that's just a few of the examples I found anyway of like children saying things. So
don't have kids, everybody. In case they say something like that.
Don't tell people not to have kids. Have kids or don't have kids. The choice is yours. But past lives is a possibility.
You take the risk.
Yeah. So are past lives reincarnation or is it different? now?
Well, that's a good question.
I found in the research that there is a slight difference.
Okay.
Not much, but very slight. Now, it also opens another can of worms, which we'll go down after. So, past lives, from the research that I found, doesn't tend to be animals. It tends to just be humans.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, when people say, oh, when I come back, I want to come back as a hedgehog.
Yes.
They go, they're nice, peaceful animals, aren't they? I just want to chill out life.
And, eat some grubs.
Yeah, eat some grubs.
Live in a bush.
And stuff. Yeah, and roll myself up on a ball when I feel threatened.
That doesn't sound bad, actually, living in a bush and eating grubs.
Yeah, but yeah, like you say, basically, that's not going to happen, is it? You're going to come back as a human no matter what.
That's what past lives kind of implies. It's just human to human, soul to soul.
Unless any kids have said, I remember a time when I was running around in the woods eating hedgehogs.
Yeah, that's never happened.
Yeah.
in Jim Tucker's research, there has not been one child claiming that they used to be an animal. So that's what makes me think that past lives is just human to human.
Yeah.
Whereas reincarnation...
Mummy, I remember being a dog.
Edit that out. Edit that out. Okay. I'm not having that in this podcast. Thank you very much. And I will make sure you edit that out. Thank you very much, Pirate. So reincarnation. Oh, mate. I can't believe you just said that. Reincarnation can be anything. It can be animals, insects, whatever. So that was the difference I found. But then... I've also gone down a little bit of a rabbit hole here where, speaking of reincarnation, I found a couple of stories that are very similar about people dying, you know, like out-of-body experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was really interesting. So there was one man who claimed to, when he passed away, he had to make a choice. So he was floating, and he said he was floating in the universe. He could see stars around him. He was like floating in space.
Right.
And he was in the gown because he had passed away on the
table.
Okay,
on the operating table. Yeah.
And he said he had three choices. So he could see his body on the table, and then to the right of him was a bright light, like a white circle.
Yeah.
And then to the left of him was... like an abyss, like a darkness. And
one might say heaven and hell.
Possibly.
Or
he said that there was a voice telling him that the options were, like, if you can go back to your body, that's fine, you can go back, it's not the right time for you. If you go into the light, it is almost like heaven. But it's
right.
It is reincarnation. Like you will be born again, is what he was told.
Yeah.
If you go into the abyss, it ends it all. Like you're out of the loop. You're out of the cycle.
So
that was what his experience was. And then he obviously chose to go back to his body because we wouldn't know otherwise. One man spoke with God when he passed away, and was again given the choice of a white light, or going into the universe and becoming like stardust. So his soul would go back into the universe.
The energy continues.
Yeah. So there was just a couple of things. And then I kept finding these stories of people that had out-of-body experiences. And they all say the same thing, or very similar, which makes me think that reincarnation, or, you know, we kind of are in this cycle. There is kind of evidence for it, is that they all had examples of some sort of light or some sort of abyss. Some people said that there were bodies. Others said, no, I couldn't see my body. It was, you know, go to the light.
In a completely different place.
All slightly different. Like one woman claimed that she didn't...
I guess it depends on your perception at the time as well.
Yeah, like she didn't like the look of the abyss in the galaxy. So she picked the white light, and then she ended up waking up, and the white light was the operating table.
Oh, the light above it. Yeah.
Okay. So people have had different experiences, but there always seems to be a light. So, I don't know, just thought I'd throw it out there. And I thought I would end today's pod talking about past lives with Keanu Reeves, the man
himself.
How many
past lives has he had?
Many past lives.
Many past lives.
So there is actually a website dedicated to Keanu Reeves, and it actually escapes me. I think it is just KeanuReevesIsImmortal.com. Okay. Basically, he has popped up in history quite a lot. Right. And it starts with the King Charlemagne, who between the years of 748 and 814 BC,
wow,
ruled over France and Germany, because I don't know how he was ruler of both countries.
I know Keanu's looking a bit old these days, but crikey, I mean...
I don't know, he looks bloody
good. He looks good for his age,
to be fair. I think he's like 58 or something, something now, like that, and he looks 40, like he's really good.
Right.
So I've got a bit of a man crush on Keanu Reeves, not going to lie. So that was where it started. Where
he's a very wholesome individual.
Oh, he's such an awesome guy. Anyone that has anything bad to say about Keanu Reeves, like,
he shouldn't be listening to this podcast.
Yeah, just look up what that guy went through and who he is as a person.
His wife and kids and that,
like, the things he's done for charity. Like, I know we're going off topic, but the fact that there was something to do with pay and the Matrix, and he gave them all motorbikes and paid them and gave them his, like, parts of his millions, says a lot about the guy.
It does,
So that's where it started anyway. King Charlemagne in 748. And then 19th century French actor Paul Mounet in 1847 to 1922. That was another one. But it goes through history. They're just the two.
And
that,
you can look this up on KeanuReevesIsImmortal.com.
You can literally look it up.
Well, if you put into a common search engine, Keanu Reeves is immortal, I'm sure it'll come up, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And
there's so many.
Does Keanu know about this?
Yes, Keanu does know about it. To the point he's been on TV and in interviews talking about it, and he just kind of laughs it off.
Okay.
I
was going to say, because there's, like, obviously a lot of... very clear footage of him actually growing up. You know, he was quite young in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and obviously in John Wick, he's a lot older. And, you know, it's quite you can see the age difference. And, you know.
But if past lives was a thing and someone needed to look at one person for evidence, I would start there, because it is uncanny how similar he looks to all of these people through history, and it's quality.
Well,
and
one might say he's got quite a popular look, though.
If you want my... This could be potentially the biggest hot take of 2024. I'm throwing it out there. John Wick is the greatest action movie of all time. It is better than Taken. It is better than anything Jean-Claude Van Damme did. It is better than anything Steven Seagal did.
Definitely.
I love Bruce Lee. I love Bruce Lee. I grew up on Into the Dragon and stuff like that when my...
Enter the Dragon.
Look, it's an American film, right? Into the Dragon. Fist of Fury, all of that stuff. I love Bruce Lee. John Wick is up there. It is the greatest action film of all time.
It's pretty good.
It's so good. And the fact that he's in his 50s and he's doing all the stunts himself and all the choreography is amazing. Yeah, I love Keanu.
That, Tom Cruise.
And I think Tom Cruise does his own stunts.
He does as well, but Keanu does it much cooler.
Yeah, he's such a cool dude. So that's all I've got to say on past lives and all the other subjects that we rambled on about.
Yeah.
And I will make sure you edit that bit. I can't believe you said that for the people listening.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah. Well, now you've brought it up again, I might just have to make a one long big bleep the entire sentence. So, past lives. I think you've got some good evidence there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Dr. Jim Tucker, with the 2,500 plus cases, with the evidence and the accuracy rate of it, and we're talking about kids between the ages of 2 and 6, some of them 18 months.
Yeah.
The stuff that they've come out with that has proved to be a past life.
Yeah, yeah.
There has to be some truth in it.
I think there's got to be some truth in it. I think when it comes to Keanu Reeves, there's got to be some coincidence there as well. Some of those creepy quotes from people remembering their past lives is what?
I've just realised. You know you said how they, it's past lives, a thing where they pop up kind of close by.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves started off as the French ruler, as King Charlemagne, and then French actor. France. Just saying, that adds to the evidence.
But did Keanu Reeves' family move from France to America at some point? Were they on the Mayflower?
For the sake of the pod, let's say yes.
Okay. Well, maybe Keanu can let us know about that. If he listens to the pod. I doubt he does.
Oh, I'd like to think he does.
That'd be nice.
He has a special place in my heart. So.
Okay, man crush. Mm. Right, so, yeah. I got to rate it high, don't I? It's that's pretty compelling evidence that you presented me with there.
Mm.
9.2.
I'm going to say 9.4 to make our average 9.3, because 9 plus 3 is 12. And 12.
Where are you going with
this? I tried to make it sound
mysterious.
Mysterious. Yeah.
It's a prime number. No,
yeah.
Really not.
yeah.
Okay, 9.3 average.
Yeah, I think
that's pretty good. I think that's really good for past lives, to be fair.
Past lives.
Something that not a lot of people really put a lot of faith in, isn't it, I think? With that evidence, at least people up to the age of 6. Could have a past life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And if you're an adult...
But after that, we just don't believe you.
Yeah, if you're an adult and have issues and have an hypnosis, you possibly could have a past life, but there's no science to back that up, I'm afraid.
No.
But who knows? Each to their own. You do you.
Yeah, you do you. And while you're at it, buy some of our merch.
Mm.
And that's our call for action. Very quick one. And until next week, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
And this has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Hey, guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST at checkout.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.